You are listening to The Art of Work, a new translation of Ecclesiastes by Vance Neudorf, section 8. As I looked at life under the sun, I found in the very place where I expected justice to be carried out, there was evil instead. And I had to remind myself that God will one day judge both the righteous and the wicked, for there will also be a time to evaluate every activity, a time to judge every deed. But for now, God tests us by giving us the same fate as the animals. As one dies, so dies the other. People have no distinction. Both have the same breath, and both are subjected to the same final futility. For all came from the dust, and to dust all will return. No one can prove that a person's spirit goes upward, while the spirit of the animal goes down into the earth. So I say there's nothing better than to find joy as we work. For that is our lot in life. And none of us knows for certain what the future will hold. Two sections ago, we heard Kohelet's poem about the seasons of life, and then immediately after, he returned to his theme question, restated his conclusion in light of the seasons of life. But now he appears to launch into an entirely new thought, and this is something that can be a bit confusing in Kohelet's teachings. He appears at times to just ramble off down a new path, in this case, the topic of injustice, which will turn out to be one of his more popular topics. Yet this section does tie right back into the time poem, and in fact provides a conclusion to that poem in the form of a definitive stanza. In Kohelet's poem about the seasons of life, he refers to the unjust things people do to each other, killing, destroying, arguing, hating, waging war. And he wants us to understand that these seasons of life do make it impossible to gain anything lasting from our toil. But Kohelet does not leave us alone and without any hope whatsoever. Kohelet is a person who believes in God. And although the world may be twisted and broken, he notes that all of this will eventually be judged by God. However, at this time on this earth, injustice does creep into all aspects of human relations, even into the places where we hope to find relief. Kohelet notes that this is a common reality to us all, for we live together in this world of pain and problems, thorns and thistles, and the pressure of these difficulties and the knowledge of the brevity of our lives pushes us to consider using others to get ahead. If we can't gain enough from our own work, maybe we can take what somebody else has worked for. If climbing the proverbial ladder is not working for us, maybe it's too difficult, then perhaps we can climb on the backs of others to get ahead. So Kohelet is noting the injustice. He's connecting it back into the time poem. But he's also pointing ahead and saying someday there will be a time to evaluate every activity and a time to judge every deed. I hope you are finding these podcasts informative. If you have any questions or comments, please respond to my email and I will either return that response or address that on a podcast. And please note that there is much more to be said in each of these sections of Kohelet's teachings, and the plan is to recite and talk about one section each day of the month. I have broken the book into 31 sections for this purpose, and on your email you will find a link to an ebook version of that translation if you wish to read along. My name is Vance Neudorf, and these are my daily reflections on Ecclesiastes. Please pass it on to others. Check out the website. Thank you for listening.